This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games, and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Thank you very much. Hi, welcome to Starcade. Here we are backstage where our players are warming up for today's big match, because today, one of them is going to have an opportunity to win their very own video arcade game. So players, you guys ready? All right, let's go play Starcade. Here we go. Welcome. Nice to have you here. Nice to have you here at home. This is where it all happens, and these are the two guys who are going to make it happen. So let's meet our contestants right now. Your name is?
Steve Silva.
Steve, how are you?
All right. How are you?
Good. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a 10th grader at Foothill High School, and I'm a member of the marching band, and we're one of the 10 best bands in California.
Terrific. What instrument do you play?
I'm a percussionist.
Percussionist. So what percussion do you play?
I play bass drum right now. I hope to play snare next year.
The bass drum?
Yes.
I see. Well, you must be kind of beat after the day is over. Okay. Hi, Eric. How you doing?
Pretty good, thanks.
Good. What's your last name?
Labadie.
Eric Labadie. Well, we wish you good luck today. You have any hobbies?
Yes. I enjoy karate, which I'm presently a purple belt.
Terrific. Do you know that I am a karate champion?
Really?
That's not funny. I am a karate champion. I beat everybody with a secret. You know what the secret is?
What?
Garlic. I eat a lot of garlic, and then I go, ha! They go right there. Okay, these are the guys. As you know, our contestants are matched up based on their game-playing ability in today's games, and one of you is going to have the chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. Today it is Tron. Yeah, that is a great game. Watching you guys backstage in the warm-up room, you're both good players, so we're going to have a great show today. You two guys shake hands, and we'll go play Starcade. And while they're getting ready, we'll let the evil Kevin describe for us today's games. What do you have in store for us, Kevin?
Jeff, we have games that'll take you all the way from the Arctic to the Congo and on to outer space, starting with Pengo. A saunter around an ice block field. The next game today is Kicks, drawing and coloring, but be careful. This one today is Congo Bongo, pitting Hunter against a great gorilla. Then Kriplop, a game of plucking. And finally, Gyrus, a quest through deep space for Earth.
Okay, thanks a lot, Kevin, Steve, and Eric. Those are today's five games. Both of you had a chance to play them before today's show. Now, one of them, as you know, we've made our mystery game. If you pick it in the first three games, you're going to win a valuable prize automatically. All right, Kevin right now will whisper to our home audience and tell everybody at home what the mystery game is.
Today's mystery game is Pengo.
Okay, everybody at home knows, studio audience and you and me, we're all in the dark about that. I'm going to ask you guys a question. First one to buzz in gets to answer the question. Answer the question correctly, you'll pick the first video arcade game we're going to play. If you miss it, your opponent picks the game. You ready? Hands on buzzers. Here's the question. In the game Bubbles, the player's bubble can be burst by the brushes and sponges, A, all the time, or B, only when the bubble has no mouth. Steve.
B, only when the bubble has no mouth.
Right you are. Good for you. Now, you're going to pick our first game. Sometimes people use a strategy. They pick a game they're not too good at. Sometimes they pick the best one. I figure you should pick the game you're best at because you may not get another chance. Any way you want to do it, we have five games. What do you want to play?
Pengo.
Pengo. Hey, you hear that sound? That's a mystery sound. You automatically win a prize because you pick the mystery game right off. Kevin, what is Steve going to win?
It's a White's metal detector featuring ground exclusion balance to help you locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil from White's electronics.
All right. Well, you're starting off good. You haven't had to do anything yet, have you? All right, let's find out now how we play Pengo. Kevin?
Pengo is a penguin, and he swaggers his way through an ice block field, avoiding the snow bees, crumbling ice blocks in his way, and trying to line up the three diamond blocks in a row for big points. He can score extra points by freezing a bee against a wall, or crumbling the flashing blocks where the snow bee eggs are hatching. Or Pengo can stop a snow bee with an ice block. The whimsical Pengo, master of the ice.
Thank you, Kevin, and stay out of the refrigerator. Okay, Steve, you picked Pango first off. Why Pango?
Well, it's the best game here. I can play this one the best.
You can play the best, so you figured to get as much score at the beginning as you can. Good strategy. We'll see how you play, and if it's your best game, I can't give you many hints, but remember, you can kick the wall and freeze those snow bees on the wall and run over and get some points, okay?
Okay.
All right, you'll have 50 seconds from the time I say go. Ready? Get set? Go. Another snow bee coming up. Here we go. Another plane coming up. Line that diamond up if you can. Can he get it? Yes, he moved it up good. Time's running. There we go for points. All right, 1,110. Now, this is a good game of yours. How do you think you did?
Pretty good.
All right, 1,110. You tried to line those diamonds up, didn't quite make it, but let's see what happens now. When Eric comes down, Steve goes back. Eric, that was Steve's best game. He got 1,110. Pretty good score. How do you feel about that?
I don't know. This is probably my worst game.
It's your worst game. Well, we'll wish you good luck. That's about the best we can do. You'll have 50 seconds also. Turn around and get ready to play, Eric. Ready? Get set. Play. Will you have time? Yes, you might. See if you get some points. You might get one or two. 3,950, and that wasn't your best game?
No, it's now.
Congratulations. Way to go, Eric. All right, stay right here, and you stay there too, please. We'll be right back to see who gets to choose the next game right here on Starcade.
The grand prize on today's Starcade is the video arcade game Tron. Enter a world of dazzling energy and light. Enter a startling new dimension where energy lives and breathes. The world of Tron, furnished by Midway Manufacturing. And now back to Starcade with Jeff Edwards.
Thanks, Kevin. And I know both Steve and Eric would like to take Tron home. One of you is going to get a chance at it. Let's check the scores. Steve, you have so far a grand total of 1,110. Eric, you have 3,950. Well, Eric, you're in the lead, but there's still one more game to be played in this round, and the total points scored on both games is going to determine who gets to play the name, the game board. I'm going to ask you another question, and Steve, Eric beat you at your own game last time. You better hope you get a chance to choose a game this time, because he's got one of his favorites up there, I know. Here's a question, hands on buzzers. In Amidar, in the even number boards, the player is a paint roller. What is the player on the odd numbered boards? Yes, Steve.
Pink.
No, sorry. The choices were A, gorilla, and B, pig. It is a gorilla. And so that means you get a chance to pick the game, Eric. We have four of them left. What do you want to play?
Gyrus.
Gyrus. Gyrus it is. It's a fantastic game, and Kevin is going to tell us all about it.
You're right, Jeff. This is a great game, especially the sound. In Gyrus, it's black and cold, and you long only for Earth. You alone face the forces of evil. You alone dodge and fire, destroying those you can as you soar homeward from the outer edges of the universe. Even now, you approach Neptune, one planet closer to Earth and home to life. Alone, the only thing you now call home, the spaceship Gyrus.
Okay, Kevin, thanks. Eric, I can tell by the smile on your face you're familiar with Gyrus.
Yes, I am.
Good game for you?
Yeah, it's my favorite.
All right, it's your favorite game. We'll warm up Mr. Bach. That's the music we hear, a Bach fugue. Turn around and get ready to go. You'll have 50 seconds. Ready? Get set. Play. There they come. Doing great. Into the next one. Neptune it is. Here we go into Neptune. We have time. A couple minutes. A couple seconds. Keep going. Action more points up. $8,150. 50 seconds. You happy with that?
Yes.
All right, Eric. Congratulations to you. You go on back, and let's see what happens when Steve comes up here. Steve, you're a little bit behind. He did pretty well in this game, but this is a game that you can rack a lot of points up, so I wish you good luck. You all set to go?
Yeah.
All right, you'll have 50 seconds also. Ready? Get set. Play. Ah, lost it. Another one coming up. Good for you, Steve. Congratulations. Let's go on back. We're going to check the score, and we're going to find out who gets to play the Name the Game board. Now, both of you had a chance to play Pengo and Gyrus. One of you now is going to play for a very special prize. So we total up the scores from both games to see who gets to play the Name the Game board. Steve, you have 7,060. Eric, you have 12,100. All right, my friend, come on down here. You're going to play the Name the Game board. Now, what we have behind you is four video screens, as you know, and we are going to show you four video arcade games, okay? All you have to do is tell us what the games are. If you name them correctly, you're going to win a marvelous prize. So if you're ready, if you'll turn around and take a look at the screens. In the upper left-hand corner, screen number one, is that JJ or Blueprint?
Blueprint.
Right you are. That's one. In the next screen, is that Tunnel Hunt or Vertigo?
Tunnel Hunt.
Tunnel Hunt is right. Is that Q-Mac or Q-Bert?
Q-Bert.
Doing great. Last one. Is that Dig Dug or Robbie Roto?
Robbie Roto.
Robbie Roto is right. You got all four. And you're going to get something neat. Kevin, what did Eric win?
Eric, you've won the Spectre Video SV318, the personal computer you grow into and not out of, featuring built-in CPM compatibility, 32K of ROM and 32K of RAM, 10 user-definable functions, and built-in joystick.
Can you use that?
Yes, God, that's what I wanted.
All right, Eric. Not only that, there's other things in store. Maybe for you. We'll find out. We'll be back in a moment to play the final round of Starcade, and we'll see who has a chance to win their very own video arcade game. Ron.
Here's the latest video game news from the Starcade hotline. First, there was Pong. About 10,000 of these games were made. A mild success, but a huge impact. Then, several years later, came the granddaddy of them all, Space Invaders. Some 300,000 of these games were made and distributed all over the world, even in the Amazon. No other game has surpassed this record number, but Pac-Man is gaining fast. And now back to Starcade, here's Jeff Edwards.
Okay, Kevin, thank you very much. Here we are at round two, Steve and Eric, and the big challenge. Only one game left to play, this time only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we'll total up all the scores, and the top score on all games is going to get a chance to win that Tron video arcade game. So if you're ready, here's your last question. Important for you, Steve, to try to get to pick that game. Here's the question. The Bagman can avoid being crushed by the ore cart by A, grabbing a ceiling beam, B, yes, Eric.
Grabbing a ceiling beam.
Right you are, Eric. Grabbing a ceiling beam is it. You get to pick the last game. What do you want us to play?
Kicks.
Kicks. Kicks it is. That's an interesting game, and Kevin will tell us all about it.
This is the Kix, spelled Q-I-X, a spinning helix that can zap you right out of this game, avoid it, and box it in, giving it less and less room to roam. But don't stop after you've started to draw, because the fuse will burn out on you. And watch out for the sparks. Don't let them force you into the Kix. And most of all, keep your head or you'll fall into the spiral death trap. Eric, you're going to get a kick out of this game.
Okay, thanks a lot, Kevin. Eric, of course, you want to get 75% of the screen blocked out. If you can, you're going to have 40 seconds. Any last words?
I hope to win.
Well, I bet you do. One thing, you have either fast draw or slow draw. Slow draw is harder, but you double your points.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Sure, what the heck, yeah. Okay. Here we go. 40 seconds on Kix. Ready, get set, play. Here's the beginning. Here he goes. Fine, watch out for the Kix. Doing both fast and slow draw. Oh, one Kix got you. Here you go again. Oh, another one got you. Careful. Making a move. Stop the spark. Fast draw is the blue. The slow draw is the reddish color. And he got hit by the Kix. Looks like you got kicked out of that game.
Yeah.
Eric, not bad. You have a score of 2,586. You go on back, and down comes Steve. Steve, you have some problems here. You're a little bit behind. You know that.
Yeah.
Okay, you got to get some points. Slow draw will get you double the points, okay? But it's harder to do. So you do whatever you want, but we'll wish you good luck.
Okay.
Okay, you have 40 seconds with Kix. Get ready, get set. Play. Here we go. Steve's going for the fast draw. All right, building it up. You got hit by one Kix. Two more to go. With a joystick. Whoa, hit by a spark. One more to go here. Whoa, got you again. And that looks like he got knocked out of that one. Only 54 points. Too bad. Head on back, Steve. And we're going to total up the score right now and find out who is going to get a chance for their own video arcade game. All right. Let's take a look at the final score. Steve, you have a grand total so far of 7,114. Eric, you have 14,686 points. Congratulations to you,
thank
my friend.
You.
And for being today's big winner, you have an extra special prize. Kevin, what is it?
Eric, it's Konica's new Disc 15, the world's first autofocus disc camera. Get sharp pictures from 14 inches to infinity automatically. The only disc camera on Earth with autofocus, Disc 15 by Konica. And the Aquarius Compact from Mattel Electronics, a complete home computer system with a keyboard, a printer, a data recorder, and a memory expander packed together to perform together from Mattel Electronics.
My gosh. You're going to need a truck to take all this stuff home. You've also won the right to play for your own video arcade game. That's our grand prize, and we'll do that right after these messages.
Some of our contestants and some members of the studio audience will receive Trigger Elite, the high-performance joystick from Electra Concepts with select sensitivity settings, rapid-fire bar, 5-year guarantee, and more. Your video system's complete with Trigger Elite. And from UMI, Word Feud, the competitive word search game that involves the whole family. It's irresistible fun for everyone. UMI software for family home entertainment. Word Feud from UMI.
And welcome back to Starcade. Okay, Eric, now's the big challenge. This is a chance for you to win your own video arcade game. There's still two games left unplayed, Congo Bongo and Graplop. During the commercial break, we informed you that if you picked Congo Bongo, you'd have to score at least 2,085 points. If you picked Graplop, you'd have to score at least 1,098 points. Now, those are the average scores of more than 20 other players who played those same games. I understand you reached your decision. You picked Graplop, is that right?
Yes.
All right, Graplop it is. Eric, that means if you score 1,098 points or more in 30 seconds, you're going to win this Tron game. Good luck to you. While Kevin tells us about Graplop, let's go on over and we'll get ready to play, all right?
Okay.
Here we go.
Jeff, I know how much you like grapes, especially the fermented kind, and there are four different far-out kinds for you here. Use your bouncer to knock the ball into them. As they fall, it's points for you. The more that fall, the better. Get a bunch at a time for the highest points, but don't miss the ball, because every time you do, the grapes close in faster, and these grapes are a sweet threat, but a deadly enemy. It's Griplop.
Okay, Eric, this is it. Score 1,098 points or more in 30 seconds, and the Tron video arcade game is yours. You all set?
Yes.
All right, I'll just tell you a couple things. If you can keep that ball up in the corner, you'll score higher points. Remember, when the ball is red, you score no points.
Okay.
All right, if you play this way, you play the other games, you're going to do it in about 20 seconds, but you have 30 seconds to do it, 1,098 points. Get ready, get set, play. So far. Oh, good. Ball's red, no points. Touch it, make it in the blue. There you go. Oh, come on, boy. Come on, Eric. Come on. Ooh. We're close. That was a tough one. 890 points. You needed 1,098. That's too bad. But boy, you won a lot of other good things, didn't you?
Yeah.
You got a whole truckload of them. This is a great player. His name is Eric. Any of friends of Eric? Come on up and wish him good luck and congratulate him. We're going to say goodbye right now. See you on the next game of Starcade. This is Jeff Edwards, hoping all your troubles get zapped. Bye bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/Starcade.
Some of the Starcade staff stays at the beautiful Pacific Plaza Hotel, a small Grand Lux hotel with a European tradition, one block from Union Square in San Francisco. Jeff Edwards' wardrobe furnished by the Tailored Man of San Francisco. Some of the Starcade set furnished by RCA. This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starcade is a JM production.